Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, everybody. This is Genevieve with Genevieve Kims. I'm sorry that I came on so late today because I had technical difficulties. I spent the last 10 minutes or so trying to resolve it, but now I believe everything's resolved. How are you today? I trust all is going well. This is the last week just before Christmas Day, which happens to be next Friday. 7 days to Christmas. Today we're going to read from Luke chapter 2, Christmas story. Something that I look forward to every year at this time, and I enjoy sharing it. I still enjoy hearing it, and I think it's a wonderful story of hope and redemption and reflection. Well, here goes. Reading from Luke chapter 3, verse 1 through 20. In those days, a decree went out from Emperor Augustus that all the world should register. This is the first registration that was taken while Irenaeus was governor of Syria. All went to their own towns to be registered. Joseph also went to the town of Nazareth, Galilee, Judea, to the city of David called Bethlehem, because he was descended from the house and the family of David. He went to be registered with Mary, to whom he was engaged, who was expecting the child. While they were there, the time came for her to deliver her child, and she gave birth to her firstborn son and wrapped him in sand cloth, and laid him in a manger, because there was no place for them to begin. In the region there were shepherds, living in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. They were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You'll find the child wrapped in bandage cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with an angel of multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God, saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those who do favor." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem, this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary, Joseph, and the child lying in the manger. When they saw this, did they know what had been told them about the child? And all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds told them. But Mary treasured all these words and pondered them in her heart. Shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, as he had been told them. I might have mentioned the last time I was on the air that this time of year, Thanksgiving year, is a time of reflection for me personally. You know, I think about why I made it to this point, God brought me to this point, how where I am now, and also where I pray that I will be led to by God. And I read the Christmas story. It's Christmas of Jesus' birth. It's Christmas of something great that was going to happen, something that was foretold many, many years before. But also the fact that at this time in our lives is the source of hope. During this pandemic that we have going on now, you know, some have lost hope. Some have lost things to get better or get back to normal. I'm reminded that during that time, Israel was under Roman rule, so it wasn't the greatest situation even then. You know, it was hard. It was very hard. You know, it wasn't easy. It wasn't easy back then. But when Jesus was born, you know, when the shepherds heard that the child was going to the door, was born, they were excited. They probably anticipated that something like this was going to happen. I don't know if they had any idea what, if they had read this anywhere. I don't know if they had access to any kind of, you know, words or literature or anything like that. But they were all excited, you know. They were rearing to go. And as we celebrate the season of Advent, it's important to remember that what this season really means. It's a time of reflection, of restoration, of hope. You know, if we think of Christmas as being, you know, buying a tree, decorating, giving gifts, celebration, you know, gathering the family, all these things are good. And I love this time of year, especially love seeing children. Children are all excited and everything. But looking at it spiritually, you know, this is such an important time in life because the Christ child is born. You know, not only would that affect the whole world as we knew it, as Mary and Joseph knew it, but it also leads, you know, to what would happen many years later. You know, Christ would begin his ministry. Christ would tell people, the kingdom of God is at hand. And it also talks about future events, Christ's second coming. You know, Christ coming down in the flesh. You know, you also talk about there will be another coming during his ministry. And it's a good time, you know, I think about this time of year, it's a good time to think about what life is really about. It's back to that time of reflection, ladies and gentlemen. I'm pretty sure many people consider this a time of reflection, of restoration. I'm pretty sure many people want to believe, I know many people do believe, that there will be a better time. You know, many people will wait Christ's return. But we celebrate his birth now. I'm happy that this event happened. Because if Christ hadn't been born, I wouldn't be a Christian right now. Many people who have asked Christ to come into their lives would not have so if Jesus not had come. But this is a promise that was made many years ago. And God always fulfills his promises. During the season of Advent, you know, which is one of my favorite times of the year, I think about, reflect on this. You know, Advent has been, I remember from my days going to Catholic school, you know, Advent was a big thing. We had Mass, we had celebrations, we had a lot of things going on. Advent stems from a Latin word, which means coming or arrival. So Advent is the coming of the Lord. It's the arrival of the Lord. And it's a time of great celebration. I think, I wonder if why people celebrate. Maybe people celebrate because it's a time of good tidings that you hear, that you often hear a lot. Maybe it's a time of not only reflection, maybe it's a time of hope. you know, you go through a long year, many things happen, through good things, a lot of good things, and not so good things. This particular year has been very tough on a lot of people. And just bringing this story forward, maybe it brings a lot of hope to people. One thing, you know, in my life, I remember, you know, when I had my health issues. When things got really tough, you know, I knew I had somebody to, I had God. You know, this time, it's also a time to be thankful. You know, be thankful for God has brought you to this point. You know, be thankful that the Christ child was born. You know, it's a wonderful time. You know, it's a wonderful time to think about, you know, all the graces God has given. Really, God's kept you healthy. You have a roof over your head. You have food on your table. You know, you have people that love you and care about you. And I say it's a time of hope because, you know, I'm reminded that this is also a time many people are alone. You know, and in the, you know, some people who are elderly, you know, have no living family members or in nursing homes. I think about the LGBT community. Many are estranged to their families because of who they are. And most isolated because of who they are. But it's important to remember that God knows who you are. You know, the Christ, you know, one reason, you know, Christ, you know, Jesus was born. You know, he was born, you know, born because he wanted to save, you know, he used to be the Savior of the world. He used to be the Savior of the world. He would save mankind from itself. And you're part of that. We're all part of it. Each and every individual is part of that. Doesn't matter who you are. You know, in God's eyes, you matter. If you're trans, you matter. If you're gay, you matter. Lesbian, you matter. If you're non-conforming, you matter. If you're cis, you matter. You know, whether you're male, female, that doesn't matter to God. You know, you're important to Him. And as we go on through this Christmas tree, you know, just think about becoming a Christ. Now, think about the fact that He came. You know, think about the fact that if Christ hadn't come, what would our world be like now? Think about how people's lives would be now. I know when I asked the question in my life, it was a big change. It made all the difference in the world. Millions of people could testify to that. And I, you know, as we go through the holiday season, I anticipate, it's coming in Christ to change your life. Maybe some of you out here have heard the gospel before. Some of you have heard it before, but maybe you have, for one reason or another, you haven't made a decision on it. Wouldn't this be a beautiful time to go back to ask Christ to your life? It'd be a wonderful time. It'd be a wonderful present. A wonderful Christmas present. Maybe the best Christmas present you'll ever have. And just remember, you know, there's this hope. There's a time of hope. So God gives us hope that things will be better. Things aren't going to get better. But as we celebrate now, you know, just be thankful for him, you know, enjoy his being in his presence. You know, just as the shepherds were so happy when they saw things that they did. You know, we can have that experience, the same joy. They were rejoicing back to their homeland. You know, we can have the same joy and rejoicing that they had. And this is Genevieve. Genevieve Gems. And I hope you enjoyed this. I hope you enjoyed this episode. As I mentioned earlier, I'm sorry about the technical glitch I had. We're all resolved now. And I look forward to being with you once again. You know, but if nobody says to you, Merry Christmas.